Rosie on the House is on the road from Arizona's Christmas City, Prescott. Rosie on the House is live from Jersey Lily's on Whiskey Row.
And we are. Welcome and good morning from Rosie on the House, where we are broadcasting from the beautiful and the official Christmas City of Arizona. So designated by Governor Rose Mofford in the 1980s. Because of the 60 years now that we've been doing the Courthouse Square lighting, we're up here to celebrate the official beginning of Arizona Christmas season. Welcome to my house, Rosie on the House, where I'm here with Miss Jennifer. Romy's back in the broadcast flagship station, KTAR in Phoenix, and he'll be joining us periodically throughout the broadcast this morning to chime in. We do have the phones open at 1-888-767-4348. This is generally our open line hour. If you're trying to get a particular project done in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin, wherever it's located in the great state of Arizona, give us a ring in and let us know what it is you're trying to get done and see if we can't put our experience of remodeling and maintaining Arizona homes for the last 50 years to work for you. See if we can't get that one little project done before Santa Claus shows up. Make sure everything's in spot shape for him as well, as far as any family that's coming in. We had a special last week about preparing the house for family guests and what you might be able to do and consider and look at. Don't just look at the house as if it's yours and you're living in it. Look at it as your guests look in it. Go live in the guest room for a couple days and experiment with, does the fan rotate quietly? Does the light work well? Does the nightstand still, light bulb still light? Are the hinges on the doors oiled so you don't hear them get up and down through the course of the night squeaking? All those little tips and tricks were included in last week's broadcast. Now this morning, we're here broadcasting from above the Prescott Courthouse Square in the Jersey Lily, which the prior owner was very proud to call. It was more than just a saloon. We've brought in the owner, prior owner, Mr. Tommy Meredith. Tommy, you had the Jersey Lily for what, 20 years?
Over 15.
Over 15, yeah. All right. And you didn't like it when I called it a bar. You always had a higher image of the Jersey Lily.
Took a while to break in. We settled on saloon, and that's good.
Okay. It's a fine establishment for gentlemen and ladies, right?
You got it. That's well said.
All right. Well, you had the Jersey Lily for a lot of years. You kind of started the tradition. I see I'm looking back over the bar right now, looking at the mirrors in the back behind the bar, and there's light bulbs all over. Talk about the light bulb campaign that y'all started right here at Jersey Lily, what, 10 years ago?
Right, exactly 10 years ago. We started because of some concerns about the funding for the lighting that was going on at the time, and this was lack of funds, and it was a skeleton crew down there trying to get the lights on the trees. And of course, we didn't invent the lighting. It's been around for 63 years, but we just caught it at a time when it was not funded well, and I kind of made a big question about why it wasn't doing better and all, and one thing led to another, and I was told by the city to do something about it if I didn't like it, so to speak.
That's what happens when you ask questions.
Right. And the problem is we've gone from $1,300 the first year with the bulbs only, and I kind of had a late start, and we didn't know what we were doing. But 10 years later, I think we're going to hit 40,000 this year.
Congratulations.
So it's been a very rewarding project and a lot of work and a lot of committee people that have really put in a lot of time.
What does the city feel like it costs to get this set up and run and broken down? Y'all run it through middle of January?
Yes, Martin Luther King Day, I think, like, okay. January 13th.
Okay.
Like that. But what was the question?
Just the cost of getting it set up, the cost of running the light bulbs for six weeks.
That was part of the area where we really were able to help out because I guess it's no excuse.
Santa's arriving. Yeah. you might be able to hear the sirens in the background.
It's, but the money thing became was the problem, and our contributions helped them obtain the ability to get a contractor. So we, and I don't think it's a secret, but it's about $80,000-$90,000 now, which sounds like a lot of money, but by the time you get the courthouse, all the trees, the streets, and all the lights and up and down and everything, it does add money. And of course, we've been able to include our 20,000 and 30,000.
So y'all are making a significant dent in that budget right now.
We're the biggest donor.
Yeah. And you're doing that with volunteers that are patrons of the Jersey Lily walk in, and you've got corporate sponsors, and the entire back of the wall is covered with individual donors.
Yeah, they started out with the bulbs, and it went from $10 to $1,000 originally. And you can, when you bought a ticket, you got a raffle ticket with it to go towards a drawing, which we have tonight. After the lighting of, at the plaza. So we have some donors there, some guys at Nebrickers and Brad Williams and Atkinson's do bronzes and artwork and all, and they've been able to make it available to us. So it didn't cost us any money, and all our money goes right to the lighting.
When is the drawing for this year's bronze?
It'll be tonight.
It'll be tonight. Are tickets still available? Could you still get here and participate?
You bet.
We're inviting people from all over Arizona, if you're in driving distance of Prescott, to get here for the 1 o'clock parade, get here for the Santa visit on the courthouse square all afternoon, get here for the choirs and the food trucks, get here for the lighting tonight at 6 o'clock. The lighting, festivities begin. Ken Bennett reads Christmas story
at
6. Well,
we got Karen Fan's doing it this year.
Okay.
She's we're spreading the wealth around a little bit.
But, okay.
Ken's been really a patriot on it regarding that in the past. Of course, he does the Christmas story on the steps of the courthouse.
At yes.
Around 6 it starts, and then about 7 we'll have the drawing here at the Lily.
Okay, so if you get to the Jersey Lily prior to 6:15, 6:30, buy yourself a ticket to help support the expense of lighting the square and getting the square lit. You'll get a ticket to put in the drawing for a beautiful bronze. What is this year's bronze? That's a big bronze.
It's a big bronze.
It's big.
The name of it escapes me, but it was so big we couldn't get in the showcase. It sits up on top right now. You don't have to buy a ticket to get in. You just buy a raffle ticket with a chance of winning the bronze.
Okay.
So, but it is a donation, of course, that goes to the lighting.
All right.
The name of this sculpture is Holden Position by Bradford Williams. Beautiful piece.
Beautiful.
It is. And you have done, I don't know who you put on that task of getting the actual auction item, but y'all have, I mean, the Cowboy Artists of America participants have been contributors to this thing.
Well, we've been fortunate.
You have been.
We have a kickoff party, in the first part of November, I guess, and we have an auction. I do a little auctioneering, and maybe that's what started the auction part of it. But we have a live and a silent auction, and everybody goes out and knocks doors, and we have a lot of people that come back every year and repeat, but they donate them, even everything from meals to antique auction items to you name it. And it's been one of the biggest factors in raising the money is the auction.
And as retiring owner of the Jersey Lily, they've honored you this year with a big banquet in your honor just the other night. You are the Grand Marshal of the Christmas Day Parade.
Well, I'm very proud of that and very much surprised. They did have a gala Thursday night, and boy, I was scared to death, I'll tell you. I can tell good stories, but coming up with a speech per se, I mean, I was rattling in my shoes, I'll guarantee you. By the way, you guys, Rosie on the House is a big contributor to us and have been from the beginning, which we really appreciate.
We love being part of it, but as far as you being Grand Marshal, we all love the thought of you being down there looking up. Usually you're up here looking down. It's going to be a different view for you.
Well, I think Rosie insinuated we sold it in May, and I've kind of hung on and done my part they wanted me to break in the new owner. So hopefully they'll be up here. But you're right. Looking down, we don't miss a trick with the parade or anything. So I'll have to show my ID or something, get it back in the lily.
You very well may. Y'all have had the best seat in the house for years watching the parade. We've always appreciated the fact that you've opened the establishment up to us to let us watch our kids in the parade as they've participated the last 10 or 15 years. But this year you don't need a seat to watch a parade. They've given you the best seat of all.
Well, I'll tell you, the Grand Marshal thing, it's the first one they've ever had. And we, with our new director, Sherry, I think she was maybe already been here this morning. She's a
yes.
dynamite. I think it's really going to put the chamber on the map and do other things. But I agree.
You'll be riding shotgun on the Wells Fargo stagecoach as the Grand Marshal of the official Prescott Christmas Day Parade.
I will. We'll be the fourth float, if you want to call it that. But it will be the Wells Fargo with, I think, a three-up team.
Now,
are you
accustomed to upstaging Santa Claus? Is this typical for you?
Well, we don't talk too loud about that. He may race my name.
Maybe some coal in your stocking, but you have Miss Joan in the stagecoach and some other family members to join you.
My son and his girlfriend and my granddaughter and who else we got to come up with? Full house anyway. Yeah.
Well, it's a family event for the Merediths to celebrate the fact that Tommy was recognized as Grand Marshal of the parade this year. Let the parade be a part of your celebration by getting to Prescott today and watch it. Starts at 1:00.
I was going to say, I see Gary Edelbrock's here. He, the first committee we had was Joan, my wife, and Gary and I. That's how we walked over to the bar from the city after they turned me down on the money, and I said, we're going to have a fundraiser, and that's where it all started 10 years ago.
I think we were one of Gary's first phone calls. He says, will you help us light the tree? I said, tell me what it takes to light one tree, and we'll take care of it. So we started taking care of one tree at a time. Now we're currently lighting.